الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله. وقال الله عز وجل: والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وقال الله عز وجل في شأن حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصلي عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. Infinite and abundant praise, complete perfection and submission is for our Lord Almighty, the one and only. And salutations and peace and blessings be upon our noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the servant and slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sent to guide us all to the path of Allah azza wa jal. And peace and blessings be upon him and his noble family, and upon the illustrious companions and all of those who follow in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. Brothers and sisters, respected elders, alhamdulillah, we are blessed to be here again on this noble day of Jumu'ah in the sanctuary and sacred home of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are spending our capital, our time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and we are investing it back with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah azza wa jal accept our attendance here today and multiply our investment in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Continuing on from the previous Jum'ah, which we were unable to complete, we began with a hadith of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس, to take advantage of five matters before five matters overcome you. And this was especially in regards to the new year, and many of us have New Year's resolution, and many of us take this opportunity to say, I will do X, Y, and Z. But for a Muslim, we are constantly in a state of change and transformation, in a state of transformation and change, and trying to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one hadith which I mentioned, this encapsulates how we as Muslims, especially the young, need to seize the time and the opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. Allah Azza wa Jalla himself mentions in the Quran, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. That don't say that you will do something tomorrow, or you have something scheduled for next week, or the week after, or the month after. You don't know whether you'll be alive the following day. And therefore the time that you have, and the ability and the opportunity that you have to do whatever you have within your capability, do it. And leave the rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If He gives you the ability, then tomorrow you will be able to continue. If not, don't waste the opportunity today. Many of us youngsters, and even our elders, we say, oh, okay, I'll do this. I'll do Hajj later. I'll do Umrah later. I'll pay X, Y, and Z later. I'll finish my mortgage later. I'll do all of these things. We delay and delay and delay. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us again and again in the Quran, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. That fear the day, be conscious of that day when there will be no more days, when you will return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you'll be standing before Allah azza wa jalla, and there will be no more schedules or days for you to say or do any sadaqat or do any more ibadah or more salah or anything else. So in this regard, the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, when he's mentioned this beautiful hadith, اِغْتَنِمْ خَمْسًا قَبْلَ خَمْسٍ, we discussed previously on Jumu'ah, شَبَابَكْ قَبْلَ هَرَمِكْ, that take advantage of your youth, your ability, your health, the opportunity, your muscles, your zeal, your enthusiasm, all of these things, and make sure you channel your youth in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ibadah of Allah azza wa jal, in the connection to the deen of Islam, to the masajid, in helping those people who are weak, And those people who are old, those people who are unable to do things because you have the youth, you have the strength and you have the ability. And then the next thing that we talked about in that particular hadith is your health before your sickness. قَبْلَ سَقَمِكَ دَسِّحَتَكَ قَبْلَ سَقَمِكَ. And this is a very important thing again for the youth and for those people who are able, alhamdulillah, with all of the faculties that we have, our hearing, our sight, everything that we have within our ability, we need to be using that, using our health rather than wasting our health away in alcohol, in drugs, in the pursuit of various other things which are bad for our health, our soul and our mind, and destroy our body and destroy our health, and then sickness overcomes us and we are unable to achieve any of those things. We are unable to stand forth before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Taraweeh, in Qiyamul Layl, on various other acts of ibadat. Why? Because we are weak and we are telling people to push us in wheelchairs to perform our umrah or our hajj. But where were you when you had your health, and what did you do with your health? So this is another important reminder of seizing and taking advantage of your youth and taking advantage of your health before sickness. And for those people who are now suffering, our elderly especially, many, many sicknesses come with age. If you sit down with them and ask them, and they will say to you, if I had health, I would do this. If I had health, I'll do this myself, or I'd do X, Y, and Z. But the question that we need to ask ourselves, now we have this opportunity, we have this advantage, what are you doing with your health? Don't delay these opportunities, rather seize these opportunities given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third thing that the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned in that particular hadith, غِنَاءَكْ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكْ, that your wealth, your richness that you have before you reach poverty, before things to decline. And just look at Elon Musk, how many billions he had. And look at what's happened to him over the course of a couple of weeks. How many billions he has lost. We never know what is around the corner. You never know what may happen to you physically, what may happen to you financially. And therefore the time and the opportunity that you have been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to earn a livelihood or to save, don't just waste that. Use that on yourself first and foremost, and your family, and then give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then yes, invest in your pensions and various other things, but more importantly, invest in the hereafter. Many of us, we always think about our pensions, we always think about what will our pot be when we retire. But how many of us are thinking about our investment when we will ultimately retire to the grave? And inevitably then return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will be in your scales? What will be in your investment pot on the day of Qiyamah? Because there on that day there will be no pounds, no dollars, no currency, nothing will be there for you to use whatsoever. But the investment that you did in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the charity, in the masajid and the madaris and the orphans and the widows, etc., all of that investment will come forth to you on that day, double, triple investment, and there will be no loss for you on that day. Whereas in the dunya, when you are trading on the foreign exchange, when you are trading with stocks and various other things, there's always an inherent instability and potential for loss. Yes, there is this potential for a lot of gain, but you are always, sometimes most likely, losing some money as well. But with investing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never lose in the dunya, and more importantly, you will never lose in the hereafter. And coming to the fourth aspect that we were just touching upon last week on Jumu'ah, فِرَاغَكَ قَبْلَ شُغْلِكَ. And this is a very important thing that we will, inshaAllah, discuss today. The Prophet ﷺ said that take advantage of your free time before you come busy. All of us, obviously, when we are old, and we are unable to do things, then we reflect back on our youth and our life and our health, and I said, if I had this time, I should have used this time to do this particular thing or achieve this particular project. We don't really utilize our time very effectively. Imagine you knew that you were going to die in 1 week, or in 2 weeks, or in 1 month. Every single one of us is dying every single day, but we just don't know when. But if you knew when you were dying, how would you live your life? Ask those people who have cancer. Ask those people who have been given a terminal illness and the doctors say you have X amount of weeks or X amount of months to live. Ask them how they live their lives. They make sure they engage with every single person. They smile with every single person. They do whatever they can in that limited time that they have available in those seconds, in the days and months or years that they have. But we know that we are dying. We know that every single breath is bringing us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But with the free time that we have, we will sit there for hours on end on our series on Netflix and Disney and so many other platforms. We'll be sitting there for hours, and perhaps from 10 in the evening till 4 o'clock in the morning. My own students, when they come to the madrasa, what have you been doing? I was up till 3 o'clock in the morning playing this game or that game, Call of Duty. I was doing this and I was doing that on this particular console. This is how we are wasting our time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. We waste our time also frivolously in watching the sports. You're watching 90 minutes of your life when watching people just run after a ball. Why? How is that bringing you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How is that making your sins get washed away? How is that bringing you closer to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam when you spend that 90 minutes or test series or so many other things that we do and sports and activities that we watch? Oh, it's just free time. But no, if you knew you only had this much time remaining, you would never sit there and watch that 90 minute game. You would never sit there for hours and do this. You would be bowing down and submitting and crying and worshipping to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or you'd be going and mending those broken relationships. Or you'd be going and giving sadaqat and khairat, because you know this time is never going to come again. It's there, it's limited. So why are we chasing all of these things? Why are we wasting our time behind celebrities, what they're wearing, where they're going, what they're doing? Why are we constantly for hours on end, the first thing in the morning is our social media, the last thing at night is our social media, notifications upon notifications. Even students who come to the madrasa, they are there with their phones underneath the table checking their notifications and their feeds. Why? Is this why you've been coming to the masjid? Or is this even when we come to the masjid for Jumu'ah? People will be sitting there and scrolling away, checking other things, because those things are far more important than the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even spending excessive time going out and eating and doing all of these things, this time will never come again. You have been given a limited time by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, if you reflect upon his nabuwa time, his prophethood time, he just was 23 years, yes? In those 23 years, which is just over 8,000 particular days, look at the transformation that he brought within the Ummah, within society, within all of civilization, in Makkah, in Taif, in Medina, wherever he went, he changed people and their mindsets, he changed their culture, he changed their approach, he changed who they were and made them far better. But look at the time that we have. What have you achieved in the 23 years of your life? Or at least 23 years of your youth? What have you done? Apart from the 8 hours at work, or perhaps 8 hours of studying, what else have you achieved? What do you do with your free time? So there's so much that we can achieve. And this was shown to us by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. It was shown to us by the Sahaba ikram. But if we are wasting this time, that time will never come again. And when you become busy with your mortgages, with your bills, when you become busy with your spouse and with your children, when you become busy with your family and your elderly people, you will have no time for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will have no time for the deen of Islam. You will just be once a week, that's good enough. Or even if you pray your 5 salahs a daily, it will just be read the fard and get out, let's go back to do X, Y, and Z. Because you're giving your time to somewhere else. You know, when somebody asks you for your time, it's not that you don't have time, it's that you choose, decide to give that person time or not. If Qari Sahib comes to me and says, Imam Sahib, I need 5 minutes of your time, I can say to him, I'm busy, Qari Sahib. Why? Because I don't value him. Because I want to spend that 5 times on my Netflix. I want to spend that 5 minutes or that 1 hour on something else. But we all have time. We have to prioritize, who are we going to give our time to? Are you going to give the time to those people who need it? Are you going to give your time back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or are you going to waste your time just on yourself and on the dunya, on the pursuance of all of these frivolous things? So take yourselves to account and ask yourself, where is your time in the 24 hours that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you and gives you every single day? Where are you spending that currency that Allah Azza wa Jal has granted you? So, فِرَاغ قَبْلَ شُغْلِكَ, the Prophet ﷺ says, take advantage of your free time before you become busy in your life. And then the final thing in that particular hadith, he mentions, حَيَاتَكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ, that take advantage of your life utilize it. You know how we say nichore kar do? You know, it's when you squeeze something and you take out all the essence. When we squeeze the oranges to take out all of the nectar and juice, we want the nichore of every single thing. Ask a child when they want that last drop of ice cream or a chocolate or something, they'll take everything out. So this life has been given to us by Allah Azza wa Jal. We need to take advantage of this life before death overcomes us. And every single one of us who has been given life shall also taste death. So don't have any regrets. The Prophet ﷺ, when he returned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had no regrets. He did everything that he could do, physically, emotionally, mentally, financially. He gave everything in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we know that? Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the Quran, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That declare that verily, your salah, your worship, your zikr, your remembrance, your tawbah, your istighfar, and your sacrifices and everything that you do, and your charity, and your life, and your death, everything that you have, you gave in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So ask yourself that very same question. What is your salah? What is your zakah? What is your nusuk? What is your haya? What is your life? And where are you spending it if it's not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who gave you that life? So وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمٍ تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Fear that day where you will return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But with what account will you return back to Allah Azza wa Jal? What currency will you say? For the kafir, it is just this dunya. For other people in the dunya, they just say you only live once and just do whatever you want. But no, we don't live once. We are going to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our life will continue. We're not just here on the dunya to satisfy our desires, to follow our whims and to do all of those things for the dunya. No, we're here to take our life and our health and our wealth and our opportunity and our time and to use that in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, people will say, oh Allah, send us back. Oh my Lord, send me back. لَأَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِيمَا تَرَكْتُ. Send me back so that I may go back to the dunya and I may do good. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, كَلَّا never. You will never be able to return now. And many of us may end up saying this on the day of Qiyamah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, give me one more chance. Give me 5 more minutes. I'll give all of the sadaqah and I'll pray my salah and I'll do all of these things. Kalla. Allah will say, no, never. This can never happen again. You had one opportunity, one chance, one life in the dunya, and you wasted your time and your health and your wealth and your all of these things in the pursuance of the things. So our Prophet ﷺ has given us this very, very comprehensive hadith and a reminder to prioritize our life, to prioritize our years and our days and our months, and use everything that Allah has given us responsibly, and use the foresight in a long-term planning, and use good strategy so that we make sure that we are utilizing these 5 blessings given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the correct way. As I mentioned previously, the Prophet ﷺ in his 23 years of Nabuwa, he had 8,395 days in 23 years. But look at what he achieved. And this was achieved by a human being. Undoubtedly, he was a human being sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had the same 24 hours given to him that were given to us here today. He had similar health that was given to him, that was given to us. He had all of the same things as a human being that we have. But look at how he invested and utilized his time and health and wealth and opportunity, and how he transformed the entire world. But how much have we transformed ourselves? Or our family, or our local community, or the wider society. We will be questioned just the way every single other person will be questioned. So we need to look after the time that we have been given, which is the most precious commodity. The time is our capital, the time is our life. We need to be productive, and we need to use every opportunity given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time of Jumu'ah is a very, very blessed time. From the evening of Maghrib on Thursday up until the evening of Maghrib on Friday, this is a very, very sacred and blessed time. The time to come to the masjid, coming into the first row, is a blessed time, blessed opportunity. Maximize your time, maximize your reward. Don't delay, don't come late all the time. This is unfortunately what we're doing. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam mentions every single person starts his day as a vendor of his soul. What does vendor mean? You're doing this engagement, you're buying or selling, you're doing this deal with your soul. What is that? What is the deal that you are doing with your soul every single day? You are either freeing it from the fire of hell, or you are causing the ruin of your own soul. How? You have time, you have health, you have opportunity, you have wealth, you have all of these things. Use them to free your soul, to do good deeds, to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Waste all of these things and you yourself are causing your own destruction and halak, and you're causing yourself going into the fire of hell. You can do this, you can achieve this. So ask yourselves as youth, ask yourselves as elders, what are we doing with this daily opportunity given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Look after your salah. This is a very important reminder, not just for today, but every single time wherever you may go. Why? Because that is the first thing that we will be questioned for by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. The salah is a very important thing because it keeps us in tune with the rhythm of the world of the nizam and the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salah is that clock that sets the rhythm to our day and our night. When we wake up, when we sleep, when we rest, all of these things, the salah is there to protect you, to guide you, to keep you engaged and remind you constantly your Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you need to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every time you pray your salah, you're reminding yourself and your soul that I'm going to return back to Allah azza wa jal. And you need to bow down now before on that day when you will be questioned before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your salah is a river that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned. Why? Just the way that you sit next to a river, you'll be completely pure if you bathe in it 5 times a day. Similarly, coming to your salah is purifying your soul, it's purifying your heart and your action. You're getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this particular new year, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس, reflect upon those 5 things of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Reflect upon the time that you have, reflect upon your salah and gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and reflect upon your wealth, the wealth that you accumulate. How do you acquire your wealth? What type of job do you do? Are you selling haram? Are you engaging with all of these illicit things and interest and pork and alcohol? Or are you earning it in the halal way? Are you making sure that when you are given 30-minute break, you only take 30-minute? Or are you taking 40 minutes? Because that is not halal. All of these things you have to question and ask yourself, is my rizq, is my earning halal, and is it also tayyib? What are the sources? And then the expenses, are you spending on yourself, or are you wasting your wealth, or wasting things in frivolous things, or are you spending in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal? The maths of the dunya is such that 10 minus 5 equals 5, yes. But the divine math of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that when you have 10 and you give 5 in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't equal 5, but rather by minimum it equals 55. Because every single time you give 1, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards you with 10. And based on your sincerity and your ikhlas and your devotion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn that into 50 or 500 or 7,000 or 70,000 in the nights of Ramadan or in the days of Hajj. This is based upon you. So expend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and never fear when you spend in the way of Allah azza wa jal. You are investing rather with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of us need to look after our knowledge, our ilm, not just ilm of the dunya, but more importantly, ilm of the deen and the application of that deen, to make sure that we benefit ourselves and we benefit our family with the deen and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to look at our relationships, most importantly, with Allah azza wa jal, with the Quran, with the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama, with our parents, with our spouse, and then on a wider spectrum on with our family and our friends and our colleagues. This is the opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us here in the dunya, with our health, with our wealth, with our youth, with our time, to spend in the remembrance of Allah azza wa jal, and then it trickles down to the Prophet and the deen, and then everyone else. Don't just work on yourself and forget everyone else, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Don't be from those people who forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as a result, they forgot themselves. They're just running around in the dunya and they don't know the purpose of their life or why they're here. They're just there just for themselves and for nobody else. But we are always there in the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the service of humanity. And remind yourself constantly that your time will end, your clock will stop, and the trumpet will be blown, and that is when your qiyamah will begin, and your life will be like just like a day. Yawman aw ba'da yawmin. This is how it'll be, and this is how the people mention in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. So don't waste your time. Time is your capital, and spend it wisely in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala and her mentions that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam kulla ahyanin, that at all times would constantly be in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be optimistic in this new year, but also be wise and prioritize and remember your connection with Allah Azza wa Jal. Focus on your salah and your deen, on the Quran. Focus on your relationships and remember the five steps the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned. Ightanim khamsan qabla khamsin, so that we can succeed in the deen as well as in dunya. Ameen. Wa kulli qawli hadha. Wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Jazakumullahu khayra.